WCPR, Kenny Quinion's Callie's Home for the Holidays. It's a home for the holidays weekend with More and Less. The Window Front Studio here at Riverside Unique. And time for our Arts Minute Update. And John Schradweiser and Hester Sachs. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're both here.
We've got a twofer today.
I know. It's exciting.
We never get the joy of having both of you at the same time. I was beginning to wonder.
It's the
we're the same person.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you can't. You never see the two of us.
The same place at the same time.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well, happy holly jolly to everyone.
Yes, and the same to you, sir.
Exciting, this lovely weather we're having. Mm.
Maybe some snow.
When?
Sometime.
Yeah, whatever. I've given up. Okay, there's a lot going on still. We're a week before Christmas, and there's so much going on. Let's start with, there's this play happening at the Garfield.
Oh,
it's about
really?
These
I didn't
girls.
Know there was a play at
Some
the Garfield.
Some person
really?
We know directed it.
Small females.
Oh, wait, Little Women.
Little Women, yeah, that's right. I knew I'd remember what my own play was called.
And I'm totally biased, but in my most unbiased phrasing, I will say that Hester has done a fabulous job of directing this beautiful adaptation of Little Women, and I really encourage people to get out and see it.
Wow.
It's a different kind of
story. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's Christmas in there. There's all of the March family that you know and love, but it's a beautiful, wonderful adaptation of it. And so there's three performances left this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets available are at garfieldcenter.org.
And this is the last weekend, opportunity.
This is the last chance to see it. Yep, okay. We're done after this one. We'll have our tea party, cast party, and go our separate ways.
Wow.
But speaking of things to do or maybe not do this weekend, our own, you are in A Christmas Carol.
I am.
At Churchill.
I am.
Theater.
Yeah.
And you're sold out this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
But is there a waiting list? Can people get on a waiting list?
It's not that I'm aware of.
I heard that there is a waiting list.
Okay.
I did through someone. I don't remember.
So this is not a radio play.
No. Well.
But it is a radio play, but it's not on the radio.
It's a radio
theater in the round that is from the Orson Welles 1939 original script.
Oh, so
it's
my
based
gosh.
On that.
Yeah.
Theater in the round. So the audience is sitting on the real stage, and the stage is where the audience normally is.
Wait, Orson Welles wrote A Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
Well, it's his adaptation.
The radio, yes.
Okay, that's spooky.
He tweaked a Dickens.
Didn't he, though?
Are there aliens?
Yeah, maybe.
Is there a sled?
There's ghosts.
Sort of, yes.
Cratchit.
All right, don't give it away.
Of sorts.
Oh. Okay, no spoilers. Anyway,
okay.
Please go and see Christmas Carol if you already have tickets. And if you don't, then come back to Chestertown because you could participate in the Art Walk, which is happening
tomorrow.
Saturday
the 16th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's the Arts and Entertainment District Holiday Art Walk, which is really exciting because if you're like me and haven't even started Christmas shopping, really great time. We actually have so many pop-up artists that we've had to split our pop-up gallery into two locations.
Wow, that's
I know,
awesome.
Right? So if you can stop in either at the bank on High Street or at the Raymond Center to see a bunch of really incredible pop-up artists. All of the studios in town will be open, galleries open. There's lots of really exciting stuff going on. Musicians playing throughout the day at four different locations around town. It should be a lot of fun. And, you know, it won't be that cold. So it's a nice day for walking around. Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to get that holiday shopping done.
Absolutely.
And you'll be shopping locally.
And it's all local. All of the artists are local to the area. They make everything. And it's just, you know, some really, really wonderful and very different things, too. You can get a painting. You can get a piece of pottery. You can get
jewelry.
Painted
oysters.
Ooh.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So come on out for the Art Walk in Chestertown, 10 a.m., 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, the 16th of December. One of the participants in the Art Walk is also open almost like every day between now and Christmas, and that's River Arts. And they have two shopping opportunities. It's their annual holiday show. All of their members have contributed items or are selling items, and you can stop in at the High Street Gallery, which is down next to the kitchen and the Garfield Theater, or in the main gallery, which is behind I have to say the proper name of the ice cream store.
Well, it's in... It's,
Snickerdoodle? No.
No, it's not called Snickerdoodles. I don't know what it's actually called.
Sugardoodles.
Sugardoodles. Yes. We have trouble on purpose.
Oh.
We can't say any more on radio.
Oh.
So there you go. Go to the River Arts Holiday Sale. We love their ice cream. It's great. Other things to do this Sunday, the mainstay is presenting their annual Celtic holiday celebration with Meredith Hathaway on harp and her gang. So I think that might be close to sold out. There may be a handful of tickets left for that. Kitty Knight is presenting Sue Matthews in a holiday concert tomorrow night, also 7:30 at the Kitty Knight House.
Oh, very nice.
And the last thing we'll say, Lessons and Carols. Did I say that?
You didn't say Lessons and Carols.
Happening at Emmanuel Church right here in Chestertown.
You can hear John sing.
The traditional Lessons and Carols program, 9 Lessons and Carols at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And the last thing we'll say is happy holidays to everyone, and please remember your local and favorite arts organizations when you are doing your giving this holiday season.
Amen. Well put.
Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
Start your morning with more and less in the morning. Robert De Niro and Donald Trump are feuding.
Oh, no.
I guess the situation is actually worse than Israel and Gaza, but not quite as bad as Hall & Oates.
Oh.
Brian Moore and Leslie C. More and Less in the Morning. 106.9 WCTR.